Colin, I don't know what I was worried about. I had it right the whole time.
Right, which is common for you.
Yeah. I haven't messed up in months, I'll have you know. The one time when we first came back from the Rona, it was wrong. But other than that,
yeah,
that was like the only time. So welcome to the Loud Neighbors. I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin. He's already giving me shit, not talking into his microphone.
I'm talking into it right now.
It's not even going to, that's just going to get deleted.
I'm the Loud Neighbors.
Thank you. You are the Loud
Neighbors. Yes.
Like the name was yours. I stole it from your internet handle from StarCraft.
Yeah, from whatever.
From something. It was your internet handle for something. I'm like, that'd be a good name for the podcast.
I mean, it was my website.
Also, yeah, he had a audio blog, a blog about music
that I'd never updated.
Yeah. Do those other guys who were like writers, who were editors for your music blog, did they ever notice that now it's just an alt-right ranting post place?
I mean, they probably know.
Are they like, wait, this used to be about the music, man. Colin, this used to be about the music.
They stopped updating and writing stuff, so.
Yeah. You
know, I think there was a good 4-year gap between us using it for the podcast and them last writing on it.
There was.
So, you know.
There very much was.
Not that big of a deal.
All right. How are you this week, Colin? Did you do anything fun? Or
I hurt my back, but I don't know what it is.
Isn't being an old man fun?
Stupid.
Isn't it the best?
You know, no, it's not the best. It's the worst.
It sucks.
It is the worst. I did do some things, though. Finally set up my Plex server.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I've been ripping movies over the last 2 months.
Okay.
Shit takes forever.
Yeah.
I am a third of the way through the ones on my rack downstairs, and then I have to go to my racks upstairs, and my racks, I got a lot left.
That's why it's just easier to just put the fucking DVD in
if I ever want to watch it. It's not, because you don't then. That's the problem. You don't.
I'm never going to watch 90% of those movies anyway, so why rip them?
I've watched like rip 4 em. Movies in the last fucking 3 days.
Sure, but
since I set it up. Movies I haven't seen in years.
Okay.
So it's great.
All right.
Because I'm like, oh, that was a good movie. I should watch that.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny. Because you were like, I don't know. It was funny.
What was funny? Jesus, calm down.
Because, I don't know. Fuck, whatever. Oh, because I was thinking about the movies I watched.
Oh, what movies did you watch?
Well, I watched Borat, which is pretty funny.
All right.
I know, you fucking...
It's fine, I get it. It's fine.
It's funny.
This is going to lead into it. I like that you brought this up. Keep going.
Then I watched Clerks 2.
All right, that one's great.
That movie can't be made now.
No, definitely not.
The
whole porch monkey scene?
Yes.
For sure.
Oh my God.
They would never get away with
they
that.
They dropped that bomb like 12 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, they're taking it back. Yeah.
How has he not disavowed that movie now?
Kevin Smith is like bulletproof somehow. I think because, I mean, like, his buddies, Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan, who do the Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast that I listen to, are
Flanagan's
still...
dog?
Yes. Yes. They're also Fanboy and Steve Dave in Mallrats.
Gotcha.
Brian Johnson, who is Steve Dave in that movie, is very... not politically correct.
Yeah.
Like, he says the F slur for homosexuals and retard a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know.
You know, they're just words.
Yeah. I think it's just his Jersey heritage, so Kevin Smith gets away with it.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
And fucking Brian Quinn, who's on Impractical Jokers, which keeps True TV on the air, is on that podcast all the time. And somehow he hasn't gotten canceled, so. Maybe it's just because nobody listens to that podcast, I don't know. But it's been going for 10 years and has a relatively successful Patreon, so it's out there.
Yeah.
Also, it's...
I think the people that watch True TV are the people that wouldn't care about that, though, so.
I would hope so, but...
Know. the people that are sitting at home watching fucking West Palisades fucking towing company reality show.
Sure.
With
yeah.
air quotes in the biggest sense.
Right.
They're not the kind of people that care about that.
That's fair.
Racial slurs. And well, then the same people that were watching Jerry Springer.
They never use racial slurs, but
it doesn't matter. Bad words. Yeah.
They do call India a shithole country a lot. And then they used to do this shithole country of the week bit.
Yeah.
And then like when
Trump
like,
said it about.
No, True TV got real big over in India. Oh. And so Walt Flanagan brought in a shithole of the week story about India. And fucking Brian Quinn's like, that is a great country. I love it. It's the best country. We love India. I disavow this. Just like, it was fucking hilarious. Like, I got to chase the money.
So, yeah, I watched a couple of movies.
I was gonna lead off on the Borat thing. Mm-hmm. I figured out why I don't like modern movies.
Right.
Listen to this other podcast where they were talking about, I don't know, some fucking comedy that came out 10 years ago. And their problem with it was the people in the movie weren't allowed to riff enough. And I realized what my problem with modern comedies is. You go back to the 80s and the 90s when I liked movies, when I liked comedy movies, it was all fucking SCTV and Saturday Night Live guys. It was all scripted bit comedy guys, mm-hmm. right? Now it's all fucking UCB graduates. It's all improv.
Okay.
That's why I fucking hate Judd Apatow movies. Because they're all like, here's the plot. Then we're going to put these two actors in the room. All right, you guys riff for 20 minutes and we'll cut 5 minutes of it out and make a scene out of it.
Hmm.
And you can tell because it's just two guys like, you know how I know you're gay? Because you looked at my penis. Oh, yeah? You know how I know you're gay? Because you looked at me looking at your penis. And then, like, that's half a fucking Pineapple Express or fucking what's the one where they're grandma's boy?
Oh, yeah.
That's all those fucking movies is just fucking two improv comics doing improv lines, like, testing out their fucking tight five at each other. Yeah. And
that's fair.
That's what I don't like about the movies, because I don't think improv is that funny except for fucking Ryan Stiles.
There's some people that can do improv, I'm sure.
But maybe all they can, but I don't think it makes a good movie.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't think when all of your fucking, when you don't write any
Borat
jokes.
Borat kind
of
had to be like that.
Sure, I get what Borat was doing.
Yeah.
I get it. There were some very funny scenes in Borat.
There were some very funny scenes.
But
it was more just the very awful people he encounters.
Absolutely.
Holy fucking shit.
My problem,
just monsters.
Well, that and the guy trying to teach him American comedy by just saying not jokes. It's very funny, but also like Sacha Baron Cohen's reliance on like, hey, you know what's funny is fat guys in a Speedo. I'm like, bro, you're funnier than this.
Eh, you know.
The one where they're crawling around on the floor looking for Jews.
They've got all the cockroaches out there.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, that show's pretty good.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a realization I came to a couple weeks ago about why I don't like modern comedy. So I'm like, oh, the thing you're complaining about this movie is I should watch that movie they were talking about, because if it doesn't have that, I might actually enjoy it.
Now, his movie Bruno, not that funny.
Which one is Bruno?
The one where he's the fashion.
Oh,
fashion
I never
designer.
Saw that. I saw the one where he was a dictator of Middle East.
I tried to watch it. It wasn't very good.
Yeah. I don't know. I also never liked his show, but I know you like fucking
the Ollie G show is fucking dumb as shit, but it's great.
Yeah, I guess. That's fine.
It's great.
Not for me, I guess, is all I have to say about the Ollie G show.
He called Buzz Aldrin Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. I mean, he had some funny lines.
Yeah. And the Ollie G movie was really fucking bad.
There was
but also funny.
There was one where he was interviewing fucking, I don't know, the Spice Girl and the soccer player she's married to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a kid or something. He's like, are they going to grow up to be a soccer player like their dad or a singer like Mariah Carey? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham's hot.
Yes.
I mean, almost all of the Spice Girls were hot,
mm-hmm.
except for the one.
No, even she was pretty hot. You just got to find pictures of her not dressed up in her Spice Girls gear.
Yeah.
When she was like dressed in normal gear, she was cute as hell. Assume you're talking about Sporty Spice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll change your mind on that.
Was Scary Spice was the black one, right?
Yeah.
She was the hottest.
I thought you're fucking crazy. I mean, there was a redhead.
She was fine.
She was fine.
She was too, I don't know. She seemed very plastic. Plasticky.
All right.
I don't know. There's something about her that just kind of, eh. Like the black chick with the crazy hair.
That's fair.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Baby Spice was also hot because she had the biggest cans of all of them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
All right. What else did you watch or do?
I watched more Star Trek.
Yeah.
I watched the episode Cause and Effect last night. That's a good fucking episode where they get caught in the time loop where the Enterprise keeps exploding.
Yes.
That was a really good episode.
That is a good episode.
And then right after that, the whole season I'm on is really fucking good. The episode right after that's the one where Wesley Crusher and his flight team.
Oh, yeah.
Get the kid killed doing the fucking, I can't remember the name of the
star something.
Yeah.
The starburst.
Starburst maneuver.
Yeah. Something starburst.
Yeah.
And they blow up the kid and then lie about it. The first duty. That's what it's called. The first duty.
Yeah.
The first duty of every Starfleet officer is to the truth.
So that was a good episode too.
But be it scientific truth or personal truth. Yeah. It's a good episode. Yeah. I watched the episode Aquiel last night.
That's the one where Geordi meets the chick on the, or falls in love with the lady through her recordings, her journals.
Yes.
Geordi's such a fucking bitch. He's a simp.
Yeah.
A little bit. As you'd call it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Like, he fell in love with the holodeck representation of a scientist.
I listened to this podcast where, like, it's a guy who's watched it all and a guy who's watching it all for the first time. They watch through it and then they talk about it. And the guy who's watching it for the first time came up with a theory really early on that Geordi's actually just in love. He's a technophile. So when he just fell in love with the holodeck, he was just falling in love with the ship. That's why he's best friends with Data.
God damn it.
He just wants to fuck the Enterprise.
Yeah, I guess that might make sense.
Yeah. That's why he falls in love with recordings.
Yeah.
It's still technology.
God, he sucks.
Ah, come on. He's great.
He's such a goober sometimes.
Look, man. You got to feel for the guy. Riker's getting laid left and right. Fucking
Riker, man.
Picard's banging Vash and getting married.
The episode where they all lose their memory, that's also in this season. And Riker's trying to bang fucking Troy and Ro.
I think he does bang Ro.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
But, it's great.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody else is getting late. Like, Deanna Troi is...
Even losing his memory, he's still trying to bang everything that moves. It's fucking awesome.
Deanna Troi's fucking counselor or fucking ambassadors left and right. Even Wesley Crusher gets to bang a couple chicks.
Hot take. Riker is cooler than Kirk.
I wish instead of Voyager...
They'd have done fucking...
They'd have done Riker's Titan show.
Yes.
Where I think him at the helm of a ship would have been a dope-ass series back then.
Mm-hmm. No, instead we got Voyager. Because everybody needed a female captain.
Which is fine, but could have done a good show?
A female James T. Kirk.
You know what sucks? Is that chick in other things can act?
She's really good. She wasn't necessarily bad in Voyager. Voyager was just bad.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Well, she was bad in the first few seasons because, like,
well,
she went in there.
I know.
Acting!
Yeah, she's really hamming it up.
She tones it down in the later seasons and gets way more tolerable, but
that's the funny thing. So,
when always fucking had her hands on her hips!
So what's funny is DS9 kind of does the opposite evolution of that, where Sisko starts off and you're like, and then he gets more and more fucking flamboyant.
Oh, that actor is ridiculous.
He's fucking great.
In any episode where he's playing, like that episode where he's playing the holodeck villain.
Yeah.
And he's just goofy as shit, like playing the Bond villain. I'm like,
it's fucking awesome.
This actor is ridiculous.
Avery Brooks was great.
Yeah.
He's my favorite captain.
Everybody should watch Deep Space Nine is the moral of this story.
Avery Brooks is the best captain. That's how I know I'm not racist, because my favorite Star Trek captain is black.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah.
Even though you hate Geordi LaForge for some reason.
Yeah, but I love Worf, so Does that make up for it?
I don't think he's black. Michael he's Dorn Klingon.
Is Michael Dorn is black.
It doesn't matter what the race of the actor is, but it's also their character.
Also, all Klingons are black.
They used to be Puerto Rican.
I know. They did used to be Puerto Rican, and now they just fucking look awful.
Oh, man, I don't... My dad keeps trying to get me to watch fucking new Star Trek. I can't do it. Why did the Klingons have, like, six noses, man?
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Why do they feel like... I get it. They've changed over the years. But, like, I really feel like DS9 and Next Gen, they really hit their stride. Why change it up so much from that?
Yeah.
Or is it because they have to change it?
Well...
For the
they were different.
Trademark bullshit.
That's probably it. Somebody wanted to save money.
Well, no. Somebody was telling me they have to do... It has to be so much different from...
Yeah, that's why the ship looks different.
Yeah.
Because they had to change it at least 30% or something like that to avoid paying royalties to whoever designed the original ship.
That's fucking dumb.
Well, you got to consider it's been their fucking policy of Star Trek forever to fucking steal money from people.
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry was good at that.
Roddenberry wrote lyrics to the theme song that they were never going to use so he could have a writer's credit on the theme song and take 50% of the royalties on it.
Yep.
He's a fucking douchebag. For a guy who's like, money's not important, look at my perfect society with no money. He was a fucking thief. They changed fucking, what's his name? Tom Paris in Voyager. You'll notice that he was an actor in that fucking Starburst Maneuver episode.
Oh, yeah. That is Tom Paris. Holy shit.
That's who Tom... You notice that his character was Tom Paris, a son of an admiral who fucked up and ended up ruining his career? Guess who that character was supposed to be, and then they just changed his fucking name because they didn't want to pay a character payment on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, Tom Paris was supposed to be the fucking Lothario, whatever that kid's name is. That was supposed to be the same character. That was written as the same character. That's why he has most of that character's background.
Huh.
Yeah.
I never put those together because I don't want to pay it. I don't know Voyager that closely.
Yeah.
Because it was that terrible.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got watched it. I made you watch it.
Yep.
And apparently you dove deep and have studied it.
I finished it.
Yeah, but you...
Well, that's just things I already knew.
Oh.
Because I know about Star Trek.
Because you're a fucking nerd.
Yes.
God. What do you do? Like, where do you even find information like this?
You know?
Are you just on the Memory Alpha site all the time?
I've never
been
on Memory Alpha. Most of the shit I knew before the internet. Why? I don't know. But, I don't know. It's like, how did you know all the shit about, like, fucking... How did people know the up, up, down, down, left, right code when we were kids? People used to just fucking know things.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know the Konami code?
No.
For Contra?
You know why? I never had an NES.
Oh, yeah. You were a loser Sega kid.
I mean, my first console was, like, 1995.
Oh,
I got a Sega Genesis used.
You were poor.
We were poor.
What a loser.
Yeah, that's how it is.
God.
Yeah. I didn't get a game system until 8th grade. Well, and then I didn't have a TV to fucking play it on.
That's fair.
Sucked.
Yeah.
I had to earn all of everything I had. It was fucking whack.
All right.
But you know what? I will do it to a kid I have if I have one.
That's fair.
Because fuck you, kid.
Yeah, fuck you,
kid. You're not getting the goddamn...
I didn't get nothing handed to me and neither will you.
I have a small rant.
Yeah, let's hear your rant.
So I'm going around. I'm seeing all these... We grew up. Remember when we grew up?
Yeah,
remember that?
I do.
And, you know, pagers came out.
Yes.
Some kids had pagers. Not every kid had a pager.
No.
Most kids didn't have pagers.
No.
I didn't have a pager. Did you have a pager?
Fuck no, I didn't have
exactly.
a pager. I was only slightly less poor than you.
Right. I mean, we were probably both equally poor.
It's yeah, just... my mom was just a better swindler than yours, so she could get me shit.
Right. But now you walk around and see, like, every kid the age fucking 9 and older has a cell phone. Like a multi-$100 iPhone.
It's fucking insane.
What the fuck do they need that? They don't need this, for one.
Well, it's because their moms are too fucking hopped up on Xanax and don't want to do anything, so they just hand their kid a phone.
Like, okay, fine. You want a phone to make sure you can keep track of your kid? Get them a fucking feature phone. They don't need cameras. They don't need the internet.
Here's my... I agree with you. I agree with you, but I want to play devil's advocate here. it's basically the same thing probably that your grandparents said about, like, your parents just sticking you in front of a TV. Like, why the fuck does that kid need a TV? When I was a kid, we didn't have no TV. My parents told me to go outside.
I tell so, kids to go outside, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying cell phones are the new TV is all. Like, yeah. It's just, we had TVs when we were little kids. Our grandparents didn't, and they're like, fuck little kids and their TVs. You know what, though?
Our grandparents were right.
They were 100% right.
Because one thing Doria and I have noticed is when we let her daughter watch TV or, like, her tablet too long, she becomes just a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to actually be engaged doing things.
Yeah, it turns out you need to exercise to get endorphins.
Not just exercise, but, like, you have to do something with your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I just can't. Like, she'll get some time doing that, but it's limited.
Yeah.
Because.
What if she just get her brain training games on her iPad, then you're doing both?
She doesn't play them.
Oh.
Kids just don't play that shit. They want to go watch fucking TikTok videos and YouTube and fucking.
It's the worst.
No, what's the worst is, I had remembered, who was talking about that? I don't remember who it was, but. They're just talking about the weird shit that will pop up on YouTube.
Yeah.
When kids are watching kids stuff, then they start getting this weird shit that's just like from India and not appropriate for children. Yeah. And what the fuck?
It's crazy.
But what's crazy is that parents are just oblivious to it.
Well, yeah.
Brought that up because Doria didn't realize. And then I'm like, you should pay attention to this shit. And like one time we were sitting there listening, and we heard, I don't remember what we heard, but we're just both like, what the fuck are you watching? She's like, I don't know, it just came up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, maybe YouTube should be a no-no.
Yeah.
Hey, that should just be.
Turns out, no thanks. Turns out the internet is the worst fucking thing we've ever done.
It's great if you are capable of managing what you watch.
My cat is currently running laps.
Yep. If you're capable of curating.
Yeah.
God damn.
Sorry.
Ruined the entire podcast.
I'm sorry.
Like, my YouTube feed is a couple of fucking Let's Players.
Yeah.
Some electronics blogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, it's pretty, I got it pretty tied down to, you know, what I actually want to see.
Sure.
But that's, you know, also been over a long period of time.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like about YouTube, though, is it never gives you suggestions from what's on your, like, subscribe list.
Yeah, no.
Anymore.
Because you don't click the bell. You got to click that bell.
Even if you
got to click that bell.
But you don't have to click that bell. It goes by what you've watched recently.
You know what the trick is?
What?
Don't subscribe to anything. Just watch things, and it'll give you all those things trying to convince you to subscribe to them.
Yeah, I don't know. It bugs me.
What I do is I just go down to my subscribe list and scroll through it. That's the real way to handle
it. Yeah, it's more of a pain in the ass when you're on, you know, your Xbox doing it.
Yes, though. I do, because the fucking PS4 version of it is not fastest. I mean, it's better than the PS3 version was, which was unusable, and it's better than the fucking Roku version, which is
unusable.
Unusable.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not the most efficient.
No, it's not.
My fucking YouTube thing right now. I've been marathoning. There's this YouTube channel called Crit Crab.
Yeah.
That's just tabletop RPG horror stories. It's like they have a forum where people post like their worst DMs, their worst players, like, you know, people who thought it was funny to start a bunch of sexual assaults in games. Crazy fucking stories. The fucked up. So it's all these crazy stories about like either like one horrible player or horrible groups that they've experienced or, you know, shit like that. But the thing that always gets me is, like, there'll always be, like, by session 3, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why are you still playing after the shit they pulled in session 1? Why would you ever go back? It's fucking baffling.
Lonely.
Yeah.
I need
the amount of shit people will put up with.
I mean, I keep going back with you guys.
Yeah, but we're great. That's one thing I've learned listening to this channel. Like, holy shit, we're all great.
Right.
We might be the perfect fucking
Trevor hasn't D&D invited any group. Retarded people.
No. Look. That's the kind of thing. Yeah. You should post a story about the Crit Crab and he'll read it on the thing.
God, that dude was fucking terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that whole fucking setup was terrible, man.
Yeah. Well, it needed to be, I don't know, somewhere where everybody could just smoke inside.
Yeah.
Would have made that a lot easier.
Yeah.
Would have been terrible, but a lot easier.
Yeah.
We're going to go out and smoke. Dude, you just did that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not my turn now.
Right. Well, that's the other problem. If the game, if what's going on in the game matters so little that you can just be gone for 90% of it.
Right.
That's not going to work.
That really sucked.
Yeah.
And I really hope that our campaign, I know I have a plan here.
Yeah.
I've kind of talked to Grace about it.
Yeah.
And she hasn't said exactly, but I'm like, are dragonkins, do they exist? She's like, not currently.
Yeah.
But.
There's lots of things that don't exist yet.
But.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping I get to.
Because undead don't exist yet either, but I know in a future campaign I'm playing the Undertaker as a fucking necromancer.
Yeah. Because I want to bring back my dragonkin paladin.
I get it.
Because he was great.
Yeah.
I was really proud of him.
I get it.
And he's made a pewter.
Yeah.
So. Just saying.
It'll be fun.
It will be.
It'll be slow going, but I'll I think enjoy we'll get it more.
Because I think beating things in melee range is way more fun than ranged.
Yeah. It'll be a nice reversal because I'm the melee and you're the caster now. And I'm going to be the caster next time.
I just don't like. I don't like fucking ranged. It's funny.
Yeah.
All the games I've ever played, you know, everything.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I never fucking choose casters.
I'm the same.
And
that's why I hate Elder Scrolls, because I only want to play sword and shield guys. And if you want Elder Scrolls to not suck, you got to play ranged guys.
You know what? I think it's the same thing with those fucking, those one stupid games. All the clunky control games that we hate.
Yeah.
Range classes are broken in those games.
Yeah.
Apparently, because that's one of the things
people are
like, oh, you just gotta be a mage fucking or sorcerer
the souls
games? Dark Souls games.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
because yeah, I don't want to play as a mage at all. I just want to play as a knight.
Right. Fucking terrible.
But the games are badly designed. So
no, they're not. You're just bad at them.
No, those games are badly designed.
You're just bad at them, Trevor. That's the thing I don't get. Because I'm like, you know. Because I've had people like, oh, you're just too hard for you. No.
I don't even think it was hard. I just hate fucking. It's like, hey, this leads into something I played this week.
Unresponsive controls suck.
Yeah. Speaking of unresponsive controls, or maybe too responsive controls, I finished Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about a game that has some good ideas. But then it's like, all right. This is a Mario game, so we're going to fill this shit with precision platforming. You need 80 stars to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got around 30 or 40 stars, I really started not having fun. But I bought this thing because I was going to beat Mario 64 finally, goddammit.
I'm glad you found to this conclusion.
It's still a good game, but fuck, man.
It wasn't.
Every level is basically an ice level because fucking Mario's got slides. This like startup animation and ending. So like every time you stop running, he like skitters forward. And then the worst part is
it's not Mario.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're facing, it's not Mario because I immediately played Mario Galaxy afterwards and it was a fucking dream to play.
Yeah.
Because Mario doesn't, he controls perfectly in it. The only problem with Mario Galaxy was it was designed for the Wii, and it had this really ambitious, like, in Mario Galaxy, you're basically running around planetoids, so you can run all the way upside down, so the camera gets wonky. And when the camera gets wonky and you're, like, upside down on the planet, sometimes the controller gets confused about what direction should be what.
Perfect.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, you'll just get stuck running in a circle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man. But mostly that game was like you jump and you stop where you land, like you should.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Mario 64, where you jump and like if you land near an edge, for some reason you're, he scrambles off of it.
Yeah, you're going off.
Like, what do you? I nailed that landing. So like the trick to Mario 64 is you got to do the bunt stomp land every time you're doing precision jumping, or you're going to fucking scramble off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
So every level is basically like you're on an ice stage. And then half the time, like, if you're on a thin beam and you need to turn around, mm-hmm. you'll be pushing up to go up. And then, all right, I got to go back the other direction. So you push down to go straight down. Instead of just turning around and going backwards, he, like, does a loop-de-loop. But there's not enough room on the bar to do the loop-de-loop. So he just walks off the side in a direction you didn't push.
Yeah. Good game. It's really great.
It is. It's pretty good. I mean, I finished it all.
It's not great.
It's got some great ideas and some great design. And it's, you know, it's the father of all modern fucking platformers. Like, literally everything that happened afterward is based on it. But it does not age well.
No. Most of those games don't.
Yeah.
Honestly. The 32 and, well, 64-bit generate fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Very few games, like the RPGs hold up.
The RPGs hold up. Metal Gear is still pretty good.
There you go.
Resident Evil is still...
platformers are just not good from that era.
Yeah, that's true. Most of
them. PS2 is when they really started to kind of catch their... started to get a stride there.
Yeah.
With platforming games.
I think you're right.
Because, like, I can think of, like, some of the Naughty Dog stuff.
Yeah.
Was... The controls were really fucking good on
those. Was Naughty Dog the raccoon? Jack and Daxter. Oh, they were Jack and Daxter. Who did the fucking raccoon
Sly
games?
Sly Cooper was...
Because those were pretty good.
Yeah, those were good. I don't remember. Ratchet and Clank were also pretty good.
I never got into any of those. Like, I played the PS3 Ratchet and Clank. I'm like, all right, I get it. This is boring. I'm also still trying to finish The Sopranos.
Yeah.
The show was never good.
I guess. I like it.
Season 6 is awful.
Oh, really?
It's
Which one was season 6?
The last season.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It looks like they filmed a bunch of scenes and then just tried to stitch them together into stories. Because an episode will be like a 2-minute scene and then a really weird hard cut to another 2-minute scene that's unrelated to anything that happened before it. And like, there's no fucking... So, the first scene of the show, the kid, AJ,
mm-hmm.
AJ's selling his fucking drum set or some shit, and he's got a haircut, and his parents are yelling at him for selling his drum set, and what are you doing? He's like, I hate you, and they're fighting. Then there's a scene, and then the next scene is AJ and his dad sitting on a boat, but he has long hair again. And they're sitting there having a beer, having a good father and son talk unrelated to anything else. And then, like, the two scenes later, he has short hair again, and they're fighting again. So it's like they filmed this scene at a, like, last season and just shoehorned it into this episode because they ran out of time or something. But it's fucking full of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, in a different episode, the Christopher Moltisanti... Like, him and his girlfriend that he's cheating on his wife with are, like, hanging out at their apartment or whatever, and she's sick. And he's like, here, do some cough syrup. And they're both in AA, so she's like, no. And just makes this big show about refusing to even do cough syrup. And then the next scene, they're shooting up heroin. I'm like, okay, how the fuck did we get from A to B here?
Yeah, but they didn't take the alcohol.
Yeah, but they were... and it... It fucking does that shit constantly. The season 6B opener opens up with fucking the feds kicking down Tony's door and arresting him on, like, this gun charge because, like, oh, you've had an unlicensed gun with fucking hollow point bullets. Halfway through the episode, he just gets a call. Oh, yeah, they dropped that charge.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the end of it.
Okay.
That's the show. Tony, we're going to charge you with this halfway into the episode. Oh, they dropped that charge. And now, and then nothing else happens for the rest of the episode except for he stands at the fridge eating meat and going, I got to eat this meat, calm. That show is fucking awful. Why did everybody love it?
You're so angry.
It's such a bad show. I don't understand it. Like, it's well acted.
This is like your take on Breaking Bad. You also hated that show.
Breaking Bad was better than this. At least there was eventually, like, it took like an entire season to give you one episode's worth of plot, but at least it got there.
Well, I also think that The Sopranos is probably a case of a show that just kind of got stretched out.
I mean, I guess. Because it was
fucking super popular.
Yeah, I know, but...
But that was a that was a problem, and still is to an extent, where shows, like, they'll become so popular that instead of just finishing the story, they just keep fucking making them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's I think it's a case of that.
Yeah, well...
Which is, I think, why Breaking Bad was actually a good show, because they fucking ended it after four seasons.
It was six.
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad is six seasons.
It's not six seasons.
I'm going to IMDb it just in case I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Breaking Bad is six. Let's race to IMDb Breaking Bad. Fuck you, phone. How many seasons Breaking Bad? Oh, five. I was wrong. We were both wrong. It was right in the middle. Split of the us.
Difference.
We were both right. Fine. We were both equally wrong, Colin.
Yes, but fine. It was, but it didn't get fucking, you know.
No, but
left on perpetually.
It could have done without two and a half of those seasons.
It's like Dexter. Dexter was another one that.
Oh yeah, Dexter should have ended after season three. Season four at the latest, because
yeah, after the Trinity,
yeah. Oh, John Lithgow was so fucking good in that show.
Yep,
creepy as shit.
Doria watched that show and she'd never seen it. Yeah, and she got done with the Trinity season and started watching that. She's like, "This is fucking dumb."
Yeah, I checked out after the Trinity season. Like, I think I got three or four episodes into it. I finished
the show, but yeah, it's bad.
I never finished it. Like, I'm done with this.
Yeah,
I'm good. I was good.
That was a thing.
Yeah. I think that's everything I did this week. I beat two entire Mario games this week. I beat all of Mario 64 and all of Mario Galaxy. I mean, I didn't 120 stars either of them. I just bare minimum stars them. But goddamn it, I killed the gay Bowser.
Okay.
So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I have a story.
Okay.
Let's hear. Well, this is why California should just fall off into the ocean.
All right, let's hear why California.
Pacifica, California. A mountain lion is roaming the streets of a neighborhood in Pacifica, California.
Dope, shoot it.
The big cat was caught on video as it watched two kids who were riding bikes in the street over the weekend.
Yeah.
Later, it jumped a fence and crouched under a neighbor's truck until it eventually ran away. Residents say their neighborhood backs up to a wooded area and blah, 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 full of wildlife, which is probably the reason the mountain lion's there. I thought it was somebody's dog that had gotten into the yard, and I was like, hey, get out of here. Then it turned, and I was like, oh my God, it's a mountain lion. He captured the mountain lion on video as it peered through his front gate stalking children on Mason Drive.
Yep.
Watching the kids through the gate right here, I started yelling at the kids, get inside, get inside, get inside. And it came back towards me. I was still watching the kids jumped right over the gate right here. Still watching the kids. So I had come out of the house and chase him out from under the car and up over the hill. He says, the mountain lion chased his cat through the yard earlier that same Saturday. Blah, blah, blah. The width of a 2020 Ford F-150 from nose to tail.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big fucking cat.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sightings here around here, and they seem to be about small bobcat side. This one was well fed. We're now keeping neighborhood children. Small enough to be fucking prey for a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy's like, yeah, there's a lot of kids. He's like, I don't let my dog out without me having him on a leash, because that's like a snack for a mountain lion.
Yep.
Here's the part where California needs to fall off into the ocean.
Okay.
Some neighbors say they don't want the mountain lion trapped, taken away, or euthanized. Instead, they hope the mountain lion stays away from the kids and pets in the neighborhood.
Oh. Well, I guess if you ask it really nicely. I mean, mountain lions...
What the fuck?
Like, mountain lions are known for their diplomacy.
I do not want those people deciding elections for us.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking morons. Yeah. Holy shit. Nature.
Oh, man. I'm sure it's just as scared of you as you are of it.
I'm sure it's just as scared.
If you just ignore the mountain lion, if you just talk nice, you look, just try just to parlay with the mountain lion. Just
reason with it. So that was
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Once it comes into your neighborhood, it's decided that that's where it's going to start hunting.
Yep. Guess what?
Fucking your hunt kids that are next. Thing down and kill it because it's going to eat somebody.
Yep.
I can't wait for your follow-up story when it eats a kid.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Or somebody smart will just go in and fucking euthanize it. Or
hopefully.
Fucking move it way the fuck away.
Hopefully. I'm painting. That was most of what I did besides play Mario this week was painted. I built and started painting basically a little APC. It's essentially the Space Marine version of a Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just for you.
I love that movie. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Little shitty troop transport with a big old gun on top.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Not really.
Shit. This is going to be a short episode to That's make up right. for last week's yep. long episode.
Yeah, I just had the one story.
All right. I mean, really kind of came unprepared other than to bitch about Mario and the Sopranos. Who's professional, motherfucker?
It's just a vibrate. It's fine.
Yeah.
It didn't go bleep.
No, but it buzzed bleep. Through the microphones. You can see bleep. It on the thing. It goes bzzz. Bleep. It's like this. Bzzz. It's a bleep. That was good. This is what we're doing now. This is the show.
This is what we're doing.
We just make fucking phone sounds.
Did you want to bring up never mind. Hold on, I'll talk to you about that later.
All right. You want to email us? We should do lists since we have no topics. We should pick one of these lists out and do one.
We should.
All right. If you want to email us, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Will you just check your phone already?
I was going to go look for my list of lists.
Oh. I mean, we're not doing one right now. You gotta,
why not?
Because we're already 40 minutes in. If we start doing a list, it's going to be like a half an hour.
No, well, I can knock these out pretty quick.
That blows the whole point of the lists.
No, it doesn't. Some of the lists aren't very good.
All right, pick one not very good list to do.
Some of the lists kind of suck.
Pick one not very good list to do.
Well, you just go ahead. I'm gonna do that.
All right. We got an email from Mimsy. It's calling you out. Oh, God. Colin claims he has a 128 IQ, but can't come up with a better argument than idiot. Press X for doubt. Also, if you took the test online, you don't have a 128 IQ. I mean,
your first
indication there is that you would trust an online test, which means you're definitely an adult.
No, it was a real test.
I don't think your pod is working on Apple's podcast app. Cheers, Mims. Dude, we weren't working on anything for a while last week. I think it all ended up popping up, but...
That's because other places where I didn't do anything to change it.
It was
that is their system, not mine.
Yeah, it was fucky on Stitcher, but
my RSS feed still fucking works.
It eventually came up. I don't know. It was on the site, and it eventually populated on Stitcher. Let me know if it's still not populating on Apple, and then I'll...
I don't understand how idiot's not a great fucking argument.
It's not an argument at all, idiot. See how I had to add the... You got to add a thing. You just got to leave idiot as a stinger.
Yeah,
you can't idiot. Just have it as the whole argument, idiot.
Works perfect. Things you would never do if you were paid $1 billion.
That doesn't exist.
Right.
I guess I would probably not like...
I wouldn't kill myself. So.
I mean, I probably would.
I wouldn't. I don't want anybody else to enjoy that money.
I can probably do Fuck that. Em. I'd probably do that for less, like free-ish. A strongly persuasive letter.
Yeah, didn't we talk about some of the like worst Olympic sports, all of them?
Yeah.
No, there's no good... there's no really enjoyable Olympic sports.
They should make StarCraft 2 an Olympic sport.
They should just make... you know, why not?
Yeah.
They should...
That'd be dope.
Like, think about it. All those Olympic sports, they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they're not anything anybody watches on television.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But they get great ratings, so apparently they are things people watch on television.
Because people think they should be watching the Olympics.
It's baffling.
They fucking are told every 2 years that this is really special.
This is a big event. It. Yeah, nobody gives a shit about diving.
Right.
How often do you watch competitive diving outside of the Olympics? I mean, it's like Americans and the World Cup.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gives a shit about soccer. And then all of a sudden, everybody's fucking wearing, what do they call them, kits? Everyone's wearing their kits once the World Cup comes around. Right. Like,
off. I mean, look. Let's face it. People that pretend they like soccer, they're just idiots.
That is
probably
that
have low IQs.
That's the best argument I've ever heard.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Sounders like something stupid to do.